Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Jay, baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with REI Radio and Radio Precious Honey. And tonight, my good people, tonight we supposed to have my boy Lucis coming through to talk about his single Regulate and his new mixtape called Freedom, honey. Now, I took a chance, and I ran my ear across that joint. Y'all know as I do, and y'all know I ain't gonna tell y'all no lie when I tell y'all, you know what I'm saying? It was a few joints I was feeling off that, you know what I'm saying? So for my boy Lucy, why don't you go ahead and call in so we can talk about that joint. That's 646-716-9198. We also supposed to have my boy Davey Star in the building, honey. He's gonna be calling in a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And we're gonna be talking about his joint, you know what I mean? Last time he was here, we talked about that joint. For y'all that don't know about it, we're going to revisit that, you know what I'm saying, to make sure y'all know exactly what's going on with that one right there. You know what I'm saying? Now, as for my boy Lucis, you know what I'm saying, his song Regulate, at first when I listened to that joint, I wasn't quite sure what to think about it. You know what I'm saying? So I let it ride, you know what I mean? And for sure, I was like, okay. My boy got something to talk about on this joint. You know what I'm saying? So for y'all that don't, you haven't heard it yet, I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and listen to that joint. Y'all can skip on over to my boy Lucis' joint real quick. Y'all can find him at Lusive, you know what I'm saying, on that SoundCloud. You can find him at Lusive on Twitter and also Instagram, honey. I need to go find him and check that out. Now, when it comes to his mixtape, Freedom, I did listen to that. And I must say, when it first came on, I was pleasantly surprised by his first song that even popped up. That song was called Squared. Now, it is to the Lionel Richie song, Hello, you know what I'm saying? And when I first heard it, I was like, oh, okay. You know, so like my age show, we ain't trying to do too much of that. But it was to that remake of to that. So that in itself had me already hooked. You know what I'm saying? It was I really loved it. It was a great intro song to the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? My boy, I'm going to need you to call in because I'm going to need to say something to you about the background vocals at 0.58 seconds. I'm going to need to talk to you about your jig. So I'm going to need you to go ahead and call in at 646-716-9198 so we can go and get here and get you on the air, honey. Now, like I said, I listened to a couple of tracks, and he is going ahead and he is promoting a single from the Freedom joint, which I previously spoke about with the song that I like, Squared. And the song that he is promoting right now is called Victim On. Now, I don't know if y'all know who Victim On is, you know what I'm saying, but I'm going to need y'all to go check that out and figure out exactly what he's talking about. Do a little research, honey. That way it gives us an idea, you know what I'm saying? It's better when you can figure out what's going on for yourself. Now, I'm going to need y'all to go check out that track, too. Like I said, y'all can check him out on SoundCloud because all I did, honey, and it was, you know what I'm saying? I think there's something on there for everybody, you know what I'm saying? For me, it was Squared, you know what I'm saying? I'm sticking with that, I'm sticking to that, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let my boy come on and talk to y'all about the rest of that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can go ahead and check him out at www.soundcloud.com/UKNOWLUSIVE. You know what I'm saying? You know Lucis, so y'all need to go check him out right now. Skip on over and try to check out one of his Jones from his joint that came out called Freedom. It is the mixtape he is pushing right now. But my boy, I'm going to need you to go ahead and call in, honey, at 646-716-9198 so you can get on here and talk about and let us know what's going on with that. Now, I did read something about my dude, like, really being out here pushing, trying to push and support his son's rap career. Now, I was impressed with that, for one, because a lot of cats out here, I hate to say it, but some of y'all is divas, and you know it, honey. You know for sure you ain't trying to pass the mic or share the mic with your kids. You're like, yeah, my son rep. You want your homies to hear him, but that's where it ends. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because it would take too much from your career. But, you know what I'm saying, I did read that about him, and I want to say shout out to you, my dude, for doing that because as a father out here, you know, it's important that, you know, your children see you really doing something that is positive, you know, when it comes to your dreams and going about it the right way, you know what I mean? And it takes a strong man to really be pushing, you know, to let his son see him in said light and then really supporting him when he is emulating you in that light, you know what I'm saying? So, like, shouts out to you, King, for that, you know what I'm saying? Hats off to you for that, you know what I mean? I want you to go ahead and call in so you can talk to me more about that at 646-716-9198, honey. We're waiting to talk to you on the air. Now, for my boy Lucif, I'm going to stay on him for a little bit because we're waiting for my boy Davey Store to call in. Now, I had read through his bio, you know what I mean, and I found out, you know what I'm saying, because you know how I feel about my East Coast people, even though your girl's a Midwest, you know what I'm saying, a Midwest beauty. You know what I mean? I spent about a decade on the East Coast, you feel me? And I got mad love for everybody and all my people on the East Coast, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to him and his city, you know what I'm saying? I did read that he was raised, born in Northeast Bronx. Let me get it right. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he started really recording all over New York, you know what I'm saying? By the age of 17, you know, he just really was embraced by a lot of supporters and a lot of, you know, people, a listener. So it seems like, you know, like my boy is very professional out here. He's been doing it for a long time, you know what I'm saying? He did have a underground album called Up in Smoke. I do know that, and he released his solo LP, Stereotype, back in, like, 2012, and then he did have a single, Yin Yang, in 2013 that was, you know, really doing some things. So he has been out here doing some really good things, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, King. You know what I mean? I do have a caller on the line. Lucif, is this you, honey? Yo, yo, 1212, who am I talking to? Caller, you live on the line, honey. Who am I talking to? Well, looks like our caller really don't want to talk to me right now, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to keep it rolling, you know what I'm saying? My boy Lucif, if you do know Lucif, go ahead and call in at 646-716-9198. Tell him to get on his way, you know what I'm saying? Because we up here talking about it, baby. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, my boy is from the Northeast Bronx, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, he has been doing things for a very long time, so he has been very professional. Like I said, I ran my ear across a couple of his tracks, and they were doing some really good things, you know what I'm saying, for me. I can't say that, you know what I'm saying? So I want y'all to go ahead and slide on over to his SoundCloud right now and check him on out. Like I said, SoundCloud.com/UKNIOWLUSIVE. You know who he be. That's Lucif, baby. And he got his single, his mixtape that's out right now. That joint is called Freedom. You know what I'm saying? He is pushing that Vic Damone as we speak. So when you go on over there, go ahead and let it play from the beginning, and you'll run across the track that I'm digging. It's called Squared. Like I said, that joint got the hello under Lionel Richie Jones in there, you know what I'm saying? So check that out. Right after that is the Vic Damone, and then you can let it ride from there, honey. Now, my boy Davey Starr, he's going to be coming on in a little bit to go ahead and chop it on up with us, you know what I'm saying, about his Jones, Know You. Now, I'm going to wait for that, but I got a caller on the air. Caller, who am I speaking to?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello? Honey. Who do I got with me, Nate? Who do I got with me?
You speaking to Lucif. What's up? How's everything?
Oh, hey, I'm glad we finally got you on the air, my guy. Now, as I was telling the people, I was telling all the people about you, you know, a little bit, and how you from the Northeast Bronx, you know what I'm saying? You've been doing things for a while. You was traveling and doing things by the age of 17 all across New York, you know what I'm saying? You had your album Up in Smoke was released, and the LP back in 2012. I talked to them about that. I talked to them about your song, Regulate, you know what I mean? And let them know,
okay,
that, you know what I'm saying? As soon as I was hearing that, John, I wasn't sure what to think, but when I heard it, I just let it rock, and I was rocking with it, you feel me? So go ahead and talk to them about Regulate real quick.
Oh, yo, well, Regulate was one of fun tracks that I actually recently dropped last year, and it's been still doing good for me, like, going into this year. It's a track that one of my boys is an in-house producer, Melody Architect produced, and it's basically, with that track, I just wanted to bring it back to, like, how New York had the dance going back in the days, like, around 2000, where it was just, like, you would hear the music that would make you want to move and have fun. And also, like, you know, with me as an artist, I always put a message in it. So I tried a way to, you know, find a way to put a message in that as far as, like, you know, what was going on in my life. But in making it sound good and a fun thing that people can move to. So that's what Regulate is. And it's all about talking about regulating wherever you at, in your town and anybody else's town. You know, you do you. You grind hard and make sure you regulate and make sure they know who you are.
Real talk, my dude, real talk. Now, I did go ahead and run my air across your SoundCloud, like I keep telling everybody, soundcloud.com/you, KNOWLUSIVE, honey. Y'all need to go slide over and listen to that junk. Now, I went ahead and listened to your mixtape, Freedom, you know what I'm saying? And as I was telling the people, from the moment I clicked on that, Joan, you already had me going and showing my age with a hello, the Lionel Richie,
oh,
Joan.
The,
and I was like,
the square joint.
You know,
yeah.
I feel like that was a great intro to, you know what I'm saying, your mixtape. Kudos for you for putting that together like that, with that one at the beginning, because that's a whole catch-up with that one. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
now,
you.
I heard the victim on, you know what I'm saying, and I feel right. like, and I know that's the thing that you're pushing right now, you know what I'm saying? I love the beat, how it came in with the piano and all of that, so I'm going to let you go ahead and talk to the people about Vic Damone, honey.
Yeah, so Vic Damone was like the first single off of the Freedom tape. Shout out to you, you know, listening to it, I definitely appreciate that. And that track right there basically was like me getting into like a Bronx Tale type Italian mafia feel. That's why I got the piano in it. I produced that with my boy Sydney. Sydney, he produced that for me, Leroy. So you go check him out, Sydney Leroy. He's one of the dudes that's always, like, you know, behind the music with me. And Vic Damone, there's a video out for it if you guys didn't see. I got an official video out on YouTube. You can check me out. And it's, like, definitely a whole short movie. I got, like, a storyline going on with that. And I just wanted the piano feel to bring, like, the Italian mafia whole persona out, and I definitely did it with the video. If you go check it out, we up in suits, we got like Italian plates, and we got the bag, and we got the girls, and we got the whole scenario going on in there. So check that out. That's youtube.com/lusivemusic. That's LUSIVE music. That's my YouTube channel. You can go check out all the videos to most of the songs that I got out.
Definitely, definitely. Y'all make sure y'all go do that, honey. Like I said, I was feeling his Joan, you know what I'm saying, from the get-go with that squared off that Freedom mixtape that he got pushing right now. So y'all make sure y'all go check that Joan out, LUSIVE. You can't miss it, honey. It ain't no other way to spell it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to ask you real quick. I read something about you really just being out here and pushing and supporting your son's career. Can you take a couple seconds to tell me about that?
Yeah, so my son is basically like kind of following my steps as far as being a musician and entertainer. He's working on like a little project right now. He recorded a song called In My Closet. So like we set up to like, and I've been just like molding him. You know, it's what was missing nowadays, like with artists, is artist development. Back in the days, we had that a lot, which helped the artists, like, just to be able to talk and be able to go through interviews and, like, know how to be in the public and stuff like that. So I've been, like, just teaching him how to be an artist and develop him into that. So I'm helping him along with that while, you know, we create the music. I ain't going to talk too much about music because when we dropped the single, he's like, where did this little kid come from? He's 9 years old. You know, like, unfortunately, recently he broke his arm. So all he has to do is no choice but to work on music now. So there's no, like, activities or sports that could go on for him. But, yeah, he's like, you know, I think everybody has, like, a little predecessor. Sort of when they have a kid, you know, they want to see them have a dream, live their dream. But his dream just so happens to be, you know, to do music. So it's a beautiful thing to make happen.
It definitely is. And I'm really feeling that, you know, and then I was telling the people a little bit about it and how I felt about, you know, kings such as yourself really just, you know, passing the torch and just sharing the mic, you know, with their children. Because I know a lot of times, you know, a lot of us will be like, oh, you know, my kid, they can sing, they can rap. And, you know, it's the where it ends is with your friends, letting your friends hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's hard, you know, to balance your budget, their budget, you know what I'm saying? You know, your management, their management, you know, at the same time. But shout out to you for even trying to, you know what I'm saying, pursue that and help him to even pull that off, you know what I mean? Because it takes a strong person, strong-minded and strong will to even, you know, share that, you know what I'm saying, and
absolutely.
Think of both at the same time and manage that on top of managing as a parent, you know what I'm saying? So,
But I think it's good to show kids, you know, that they can do things up front, like at a young age, like it's possible to do what you want, because we didn't see that. So it's like, you know, through the music, I could do that, and then through me being a parent, I can show that, and then through me having, like, young kids that look up to me, I always just try to show, like, you can be whatever you feel you want to be at that moment. Hopefully it's positive, you know, but always, like, you know, encourage kids to do what
definitely.
They do, you know, complete their dream. But that's why I got Freelance
definitely.
As a brand. If you guys ain't know, you know, I got a whole brand called Freelance, and it's basically just about freeing your mind and being able to do more than one creative thing. I know you probably freelance, right?
All day.
All day, see? We freelance all day out here. Gotta get it how you
real
live,
talk.
Right?
You feel me?
That's a fact.
It's all good. Now, I want you to go ahead and shout out all your social media handles. Spell it out for them real small so they know what I got.
Yo, so y'all rocking with your boy Lucid from Bronx, New York, if y'all ain't know. And yeah, could definitely go link in with your boy. Free Lucive is the name, FRXXLUSIVE, Free Lucive. That's on any social media that you have or think you don't have, that you do have. Check me out, FreeXXXLUSIVE. And then I definitely got that Freedom Tape that's bumping right now on SoundCloud. You can check me out on SoundCloud.com. That's UKNOW. LUSIVE. And I got a new website. It's under construction right now, but it will be coming up soon where you guys can just definitely be able to go and interact with my whole free fam. I call them my fans, like, I don't call them fans, I call them fam. And, like, we free fam.
Right.
So you guys can get interactive. Yeah. So that's freelusive.com. It'll be up soon, and you guys can join my free fan club, and I'm going to be giving out free merch and all that stuff. Got some rolling papers on the way and everything.
Ew. Checking my guy out, doing some original things that cats ain't even thinking about. Out. LUSIVE doing things out here. Now, I do want to go ahead and say that we do have my boy Davey Starr on the line. I'm going to slide over here and talk to him real quick. Lucy, don't you go nowhere. I still want to talk to you, Nanny. Okay?
All right.
Now, Mr. Davey Starr, do I have you in the building, honey?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
We have Mr. Starr in the building. Oh, honey, I was waiting to talk to you again. Now, for y'all that don't know, I had him online before, and he was bringing his single, Know You, and that joint was so hot, we had to get it back one more time. So, for y'all that don't know and ain't heard it, I'm going to let y'all know how I felt about it, okay? I felt like the beat is very intriguing from the moment that joint comes on. And y'all know I don't gas y'all. You know what I'm saying? If I'm feeling it, I'm feeling it. If I'm not, I don't talk about it much. But the beat is very intriguing. The vocals on the hook are very drawing. That's what comes in first is the beat and then the hook. You know what I'm saying? It works well together. It mashes. You know what I'm saying? It's a great intro to the track. And then he starts to rap, you know what I'm saying? And you start to rap, and it just put a whole video in my head, you know what I'm saying? It's a very cute and warm type of track. So why don't you go ahead, for the people that ain't heard about it, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and talk to them people about the track, Know You.
Well, I think for the feedback you gave up on the record, that's major love, for one. The Know You track is actually that was made by my big brother Laquan, and he actually sent the record to me like a couple years ago. And then when I heard that, I was like, oh, wow, this is going to be a major hit.
Mm.
And then I got in the booth, and I went in. Fun thing about that, fun fact, is that I went in, no pen, no pad. I just went in all feeling.
See, and that is, like, so awesome for you to even add on top of that, because that track, like I said, that track right there, I was like, I had to run it back one more time. I'm like, oh, you know, as a female, y'all know, ladies, tracks that y'all just hear, you be like, let me run that back. Put you in your feelings a little bit. You feel me? So that is definitely one of those tracks. I'm going to need y'all to go check that joint out. My boy Davy Star did his thing on that. Everybody that was involved with that track, shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? For even putting that together. You know what I'm saying? For y'all that ain't never heard it, it's new to y'all. For y'all that have heard it, y'all know exactly what it's hitting for. You know what I'm saying? Now, I also went ahead and listened to a newer track of yours called Break the Bank. You know what I'm saying? For y'all that don't know where it's at, y'all could definitely go check my boy Davy Star out, you know what I'm saying, on SoundCloud. Y'all could check him out on Instagram, all that, you know what I'm saying? But tell me where the inspiration for a track like this comes from, my dude.
It actually came from my aspirations. I had dreams of, you know, actually getting $1 million, you know, helping my family out, you know, helping provide for them, and also help furthering my career. So when Break the Bank came about, that, oh, shout out to the mechanics, you know, Chris Brown producer.
Yeah.
He sent me the record. He did his thing on it. And like I said, I went in all feeling, no pen, no pad. So I just said, wow, this is going to be another hit, another smash record. So I did a record. Next thing I know.
No pad like that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. I'm feeling that. Oh, my. I'm feeling that. Y'all need to check my boy Davy Star out. You know what I'm saying? And so they know where you at. Why don't you go ahead and spit out all your social media handles real slow?
All right. My Facebook is www.facebook.com/officialDavyStar. And on my Twitter page is twitter.com/@RealDavyStar. And on my Instagram, @RealDavyStar.
Definitely, definitely. Y'all need to make sure y'all checking my boy out. He out here doing some things, honey. Like I said, that Joan right there, that know you, y'all really need to go check that out. Bring your ear across it. Leave him a comment. Go ahead and like it. Go ahead and share it if you're feeling it, honey, because that's what it's all about out here. You know what I'm saying? For all my people that's out there that's listening, that's our artists themselves, make sure you go check him out. You might want to go ahead and have him on the track, you dig? Because it's all love and collaborations is what it is. You dig? So I want to talk to you right now about, like, any new developments that you got going on. Do you have any videos that you would like people to come out to, even if it's just a closed set? You know what I'm saying? Do you have any new tracks that are coming out, new collaborations, shows? Like, tell me what's going on with you.
Well, I just found out that my song Know You went top 5 overseas.
Hey. Congrats, Papa.
Thank you, thank you. And I'm actually working on my debut album. It's coming out hopefully in the wintertime.
Okay, do you have a title for that yet?
It's called Beyond the Stars.
Hey, okay, all right. Now,
yeah,
do you have a date already set, like a full date set for that already?
Not quite. We're still working on the EP album right now, which is called Chasing the Stars.
Okay, okay. Now, are you going ahead and do you want to pitch to anybody for beats? Do you want to pitch to any beat makers, any producers, any, you know what I'm saying, artists for collaborations for this, or is this already set in stone?
I can't really elaborate on the features I have for my LP album, but I do.
Okay.
I don't mind working with any and everybody, but in particular, that I really want to work with is Mr. King Bless. Oh my God.
Mr. King Bless. Hopefully this link will be shared with you, Papa, so you can get on over and do what you need to do and create some magic for me to have on my podcast, honey, because we need that. And if you're rocking with Mr. Davey Store, I definitely need you to come through and bless me, honey. So why don't y'all go ahead, whoever's listening out there, y'all know y'all got ties to him. Once this podcast is done, go ahead and share that link with him, honey. Make sure he knows what's going on so we can go ahead and get a good old collaboration going on, sweetheart. You feel me? That's what it's about. It's about dreaming, hustling, and winning, honey. So that's what we about to make happen. Yeah, dig? Now, I want to go ahead and allow you to go ahead and shout out all your people from your camp, you know what I'm saying? Show them some love, you know what I mean? Because without no you, there is no them and vice versa, you know what I mean? So go ahead and let them know what's popping with you, honey.
I want to give a shout out to everybody, all my fans, supporters from my hometown of Franklin, Virginia. And I want to shout out Miss Patience. Shout out my man. Shout out my manager, Charvay. Shout out to Mr. Jonathan Wright. Shout out to all my producers and everybody I collaborate with locally and also internationally.
Definitely, definitely. I want you to go ahead and spit out all your social media handles one more time for my people, you know what I'm saying, so they don't ever get it confused.
Got you. Facebook, I'm at Official Davey Star, and Twitter and Instagram is Real at Real Davey Star.
Now, is there a YouTube that you want them to check out too?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Let's get it.
my YouTube is youtube.com/realdavystar. And also you can find me on SoundCloud as well. Same thing at Real Davey Star.
Right. Davey Star, honey. Y'all make sure y'all check him out. Make sure you run your ear across that Breaking the Bang, honey. That's the first joint that pops up when you go to his sound. Then you need to slide on down and check out that, you know. You know what I'm saying? I know you. And all of that. You feel me? By Mr. D-A-B-E-Y-S-T-A-R, honey. Get out here because he's doing big things. You know what I'm saying? Now, I want to go ahead and pull my boy Lucid in one more time. You know what I'm saying? I want you to talk to us about all your new developments that you got going on. Is there any shows that you want these people to show up at in your area? You got videos that's coming out, new collaborations, you know, clothing lines, or anything that's going on, go ahead and talk to my people about real quick.
Yeah, what's good, people? It's Lucive again. And I got a, first of all, I want y'all to check out that project, Freedom. If y'all ain't check it out, it's exclusively on SoundCloud right now. So the soundcloud.com. You know Lucive, that's UKNOWLUSIVE. Check that out to marinate your night and your morning with. And also, I got an album that will be dropping at the end of the year. But before the album drops, y'all can just stay tuned with me because I got a bunch of singles. I just dropped a single last week called On the Low, which is on Apple Music and whatever I music app you listen to. It's called On the Low. So check that out, Lucive, LUSIVE, On the Low. I'm dropping a bunch of singles every month till I'm ready for giving that album to y'all. I got videos on YouTube. You can check me out, youtube.com/lucivemusic. And definitely one of my I'm starting a tour September 28th, and the first tour stop. If there's any Connecticut people out there listening, y'all can come check me out. I'm opening up for Jay Critch and PNB Rock with Funkmaster Flex September 28th in Hartford, Connecticut. So follow me on Instagram. That's Free Lucive, FRXXLUSIVE. I will be posting everything, and y'all can check out my lifestyle because it's free. You dig?
Hey, Free Lucive, the movement is happening, honey. FRXX, don't be the wrong DM, honey. Freedom, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to go ahead and put my bid in for that square. Check that out, honey. Y'all need to make sure y'all do that. Now go ahead and rep your camp. Anybody, everybody that's helping Lucid do what he's doing and being what he is, go ahead and shout them out and show them some love.
I want to shout out God because he's a part of the camp, of course, for waking me up every morning to do what I love. And then I want to shout out my freelance camp. That's everybody creatively. I know who y'all are. My boy Sydney, Leroy, you always been going ham on the beat, doing your thing. my manager, Miss Artistry, definitely out here moving and networking. And my family, y'all
yes.
know who y'all are, my free fam. You dig? We in this together. Let's go. Live life free.
All day. But my people, I want to go ahead and let y'all know y'all need to be checking my boy, Mr. Elusive, out. L-U-S-I-V-E. Don't get it wrong, honey. Then I want y'all to make sure y'all running your ear. My boy, Davy Starr, D-A-V-E-Y-S-T-A-R, honey. He got that joint, Know You, honey. And he got that joint Breaking the Bank. And if you really want to know what it is, you'll go ahead and give it a chance. You know what I'm saying? This has been your girl, LaJay, baby, with the Dream Hustle Win podcast. All right, our radio and radio pushers, honey, all day, baby. We saying salute. You know, thank you for joining in. Check us out. Make sure you want to check my boys out. For all the supporters, for all their listeners, fans and friendly, fans and friendly. Listen to me. I can't even talk. But you know what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm trying to say. Y'all can go ahead and download this. Make sure you checking it out. You know what I'm saying? Download it and share it. You know what I'm saying? Listen to it over and over again. Use it as some promo. You know what I'm saying? That's support, too. You know somebody that's making it do what it do, go ahead and share it. Let them know where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, check my boy L-U-S-I-V-E, Lucid out. You know what I'm saying? And check my boy Davy Starr, D-A-V-E-Y-S-T-A-R. Both of these kings are doing it big out here. This is your girl, LaJay, for the Dream Hustle Win podcast. And we out, honey.